Wings Lightning. Game two. These two went seven games last year, and it seemed that there was some animosity right from the drop of the puck in game one. Very entertaining game one that Tampa Bay ends up winning. Red Wings, of course, looking for the split as Chuck Plinus from the Combe Daily joins us, beat reporter for the Red Wings. Chuck, this is like an old school Norris Trophy matchup battle, is the not trophy, but Norris Division battle, where you see teams that had played the year before, and Detroit and Tampa, neither one of these teams have a reputation of being overly physical, but man, in game one, guys who weren't overly physical in the regular season were running over guys.
Yeah, it was fun to see, and like you said, I think last year's series really brewed something between these two teams. It's becoming quite the rivalry between that, and then, you know, with the whole Steve Yzerman factor too. I mean, that doesn't hurt things either.
Well, yeah, I guess that just adds to it somewhat. From a Detroit perspective, what do they have to do different to win tonight?
The one thing they got to do is slow down Johnson's line. I mean, this kid, he's got six goals and three assists in eight playoff games against the Wings. And last year, Palat was on that line. You got Kucherov and Kloren with him this year. I mean, those guys are flying. And Cooper's got him matched up against Richards, Helm, and Larkin. And they can't seem to slow him down. And the defensive pairing of Kyle Quincy and Danny DeKeyser also were paired up against him. And Blashill looks like he's going to be splitting those guys up tonight and playing DeKeyser with Erickson and Quincy with Green. So it'll be interesting to see what pairing draws into that line. I'm assuming it's going to be DeKeyser and Erickson to go up against that speed, but Erickson's not the fastest of skaters either. So
Erickson and DeKeyser, you said, and then what's the other pair going to be?
Quincy and Green, and then Cronwell and Marchenko are the other pairing.
Now, the top line, you mentioned Helm and Larkin. Like, Helm might be able to skate with anybody in the National Hockey League, so I'm not sure it's necessarily a lack of speed that's the issue. Is it a lack of experience potential from Larkin and just knowing, you know, certain angles to play at key times and rushes against that Tampa Bay line?
Yeah, Larkin admitted after the first game that he did make a couple of mistakes out there, which made Blashill happy to see that he was pointing that stuff up to himself, but I mean, Richards is not the fastest, and if you're having to cover for a guy that is not fast, I mean, it's hard to recover. That's why I'm surprised he's not giving more of a speed. I mean, we got Anastasio that is very fast. I mean, him, Larkin, and Helm could make a pretty good line to go up against that new triplets line.
Well, you know, Tampa Bay, it's funny. Steven Stamkos, even last year in their run to the Stanley Cup final, a lot of people said it might not even mean top three best forwards for them. You mentioned Johnson, but Kucherov last year was great in the postseason with 22 points and 10 goals and picked up right where he left off with a three-point night in the first game. And I watch, and it's not just like Detroit, Chuck. A lot of teams struggle with shutting them down. What do they do? Like, what do they do so well that every team seems to have problems with them, at least in the playoffs?
It's really their speed. I mean, it's their speed, and then they really see once they get the puck. I mean, they're darting around the ice a lot, and they're just hard to pick up and cover. I mean, you saw the third goal they scored last night. I mean, I don't know if it was Kucherov or Kloren, was in Howard by himself, and the two defensemen were nowhere to be found.
Chuck Plinus joins us, beat reporter for the Detroit Red Wings. Chuck, is Jimmy Howard good enough to win a series?
In my opinion, no. I really think you're going to see Mrazek here possibly if they lose game two. I mean, Howard was good. I mean, he was okay yesterday, but he's not the type of goalie that's going to steal you a game. I know Mrazek had a slump at the end of the year, but he's the type of goalie that's, I mean, he almost stole him the series last year. He's mm-hmm. the type of goalie that can possibly do that and give the Wings that kind of spark they might need.
Do you see a change in goaltending coming?
I think if they go down 2-0 tonight, I think he almost has to make a change just to see, because they go down 3-0, this series is over, I'm assuming. But I almost think if they go down 2-0 and Howard isn't making, I mean, I think that this the third goal I thought was kind of weak. He didn't cover it up quick enough. The first goal he had really no chance on. But I really think in order to change the momentum, if they go down 2-0, I think you'll see Mrazek in game three.
And Mrazek's, I guess, the goalie of the future, it looks like. What do you think the Wings are going to do with Jimmy Howard and his contract?
Well, there was the rumors about they were trying to, Howard supposedly asked for a trade prior to the trade deadline. They didn't want to do it. I really think they're going to try and move him, and because Mrazek's going to be owed a contract, I think, in a couple years here. So I think they're going to do their best to try and move him this offseason and sign a veteran backup at a pretty decent amount of money to back up Mrazek. Yes, Mrazek is definitely the goalie of the future here.
Well, the other option, when it's officially announced, because hearing more and more that Las Vegas is likely to get an expansion team, Detroit might just sit on it for a year and then expose them to the expansion draft the year after.
That's a possibility, too. And then you also got to worry about this. I mean, if that Suk thing happens, if he does retire, they're going to have a lot of money tied up in one guy that ain't going to be playing and one guy that might be the backup as the backup goalie.
Yeah, what do you mean? Like the Pavel Datsyuk situation, I read a lot of articles on it, Chuck, and there was some insinuation that the Wings wouldn't trade his rights just to a team like Arizona, for instance, to use that as cap space to get to the cap floor. But to me, if Pavel Datsyuk's gone back to the KHL and is retired from the National Hockey League, if a team is willing to do that, why wouldn't you do it? Like, who cares if his rights are in Arizona, but he never dresses for them?
I really think they used that last, because this has been going on since 2012 when he signed that extension with them. I really think they're using that as a ploy to him to think how much he's going to cash strap them cap wise if he does leave. I think they're just using that. But yeah, there's no way they can hold on to that contract if there's a team out there willing, like you said, Arizona, that will take it on to help with them next year.
Do you think there's any chance he comes back to Detroit next year, or is he gone for sure?
He's a hard guy to figure out. I mean, the Babcock thing, I was for sure Babcock was gone when he didn't sign the couple extensions they gave him. Datsyuk, I think it really depends on how this playoff goes. I think almost that the Wings could maybe work something out with him where he plays maybe, say, half a season with them. You know, they get by, say, the first half of the year without him and then bring him back in. That's a possibility I could see, but I can almost see him finishing up his contract somehow in Detroit next year.
Huh. Well, it would be interesting. I read the article, I can't remember who wrote it, how, he obviously wants to be closer to his daughter and be more of a father figure, which I have the utmost respect for. I understand that, why a man would want to do that for his daughter, especially as she reaches the teenage years and you feel that, maybe more influential opportunity, and so he wants to go home for that. He's made enough money for sure. And I also get the loyalty factor to the Ilitch family, and they've given him everything, but I could understand if he chose family over loyalty to the organization.
I agree too, but then again, I always go back to the, and he said it too, when he addressed us the Monday after the article came out, that if he had to do it over, and he would have signed like 1 year deals every year. But I mean, he's the one that signed the 3-year deal, knowing when the 3 years was going to be up, knowing how old his kid was going to be when the 3 years is up. So, I mean, that says a lot about it, too. So I honestly think he'll be back next year to finish out his contract with the Wings.
Chuck Blindness joining. Well, that would be huge for the Wings. Going back to the series tonight, if they're going to win, we talked about them shutting down Tampa Bay's line, but you also need Datsyuk and Zetterberg still at this stage of their careers. They kind of got to be their go-to guys.
Yeah, but then there's that Helm, Nyquist, Sheehan, and Tatar line that they're the guys of the future, supposedly. I mean, Nyquist, he's led the team in scoring combined for the last 3 years, but he's only got one goal in his last 17 playoff games and three in his 31. He says he's not gripping the stick hard, but I mean, he's such a different player, and come playoff time, as you all know, it's such a different game compared to the regular season.
Oh, completely different game. I want to go quickly back to the defense pairings. You talked about DeKaiser and, him and Erickson are likely the ones to get that matchup. And, DeKaiser, still relatively young as far as experience goes. Erickson's been around for a long time, so he should have the savviness to play, Chuck. But his foot speed, to me, that's got to be the biggest concern, is can he play the angles well enough and use his experience to slow down the burners of that Johnson line?
Yeah, you're right. The foot speed is not there, and he's drawn a lot of penalties this year because of that lack of foot speed, and that's my big worry. I mean, unless they put Cronwell and Marchenko up against him, but again, those two guys aren't the quickest of skaters either. So it's going to be – a lot of it's going to have to be with the forwards coming back and playing their system in the zone when they're in there and helping out that way.
Chuck, enjoy the series and enjoy the offseason. I'm sure it'll be very interesting following what happens with Pavel Datsyuk.
Okay, anytime, man.